gather around
here.
Hey,
yahoo!
You just come on over here by the campfire.
Fire, fire.
Ladies, thank you. In the land called California, in a city by the bay.
By the bay, by the bay, by the bay.
There's favorite radio station, and the people always say.
What do you think they say?
I don't know, what do they say?
When you're looking for a station, and you get to 560.
560, what does that add up to?
You ride along forever on the KSFNO. Sherwood is a starter, and he gets it under steam.
Does he really get it under steam?
Woo-hoo!
And there's a Smith named Carter, he's a member of the team.
Blakemore, I think they call him.
Woo!
Is that all you say?
At noon along comes Carney, then Sorkin keeps it loose.
Keeps it loose.
Woo-hoo!
From 8 to 12 it's Collins, and Kennedy rides a caboose.
Yahoo!
In the land called California, in a city by the bay.
That great big bay.
There's favorite radio station. Whoops, and the people always say. When you're looking for a station, then you get to 560. You ride along forever on the KSFNO.
Get on that train.
Yes, sir, folks. Here in the big sky country where the stars at night are as big and bright as anywhere in the entire country.
You tell them.
All of us here at the old KSFO Corral, just a-setting here, smoking our doggies, offer you a big warm western handshake. Yes, sirree. So come on along there. Hey.
Tonight on the Comedy Hour on KSFO, we salute, sounds kind of incestuous, KSFO. You'll be hearing actual recordings of various KSFO people over the past 15 years or so. This is Bill Dodd, your host for this hour. Some of what you hear could be described as mistakes, or bloopers, as they become known. Some, more or less intentional.
That's KSFO news up to this very moment, presented by the bakers of Aunt Martha's Bread.
All our guests interviewed receive blue chip stamps and low prices. Oh, wait a minute. No, they don't receive low prices. It's blue chip stamps and low prices that go together. See how well they go together?
Now to show you why 4 to 8 p.m. on Sunday is one of the high points of KSFO's broadcast week among discriminating listeners and kooks, here is Peter Cott. Peter Scott.
It's all right.
Amazing what a week away will do.
Drive Austin, America. Bye. Austin, America, at your nearest MG Austin Healer Dealey dealer today. That's your nearest MG Austin Healy dealer today.
What seems to be the complaint today,
Herb? Oh, I don't know, Jack.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Except what, Herb?
Might possibly have a slight touch of Smirk's grime.
Smirk's grime? How do you get that, Herbie? What
Nobody knows.
On the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
What could it be, Herb?
Sometimes caused by the front end of your car falling off.
The Board of Supervisors has okayed an ordinance consolidating the San Francisco...
You'll be interested in the fact that you can now take advantage of the same modern service. It's been so very popular with the residents of Oakley and Berkeley.
What about traffic up there, Marge? Do you see any available?
Everything looks pretty normal.
It
for
does?
This hour of the day, yes.
Oh, are there a lot of accidents?
Not yet.
And here's Herb Kennedy reading from the book Golden Thoughts to Live By, Herb Kennedy. To leave you with a word to live by, Herb, go ahead.
Remember, as you walk down life's pathway...
Yes, Herb.
Statistics prove that most accidents happen in the home.
Right.
So don't drive your car in the house.
You might call these reasons for New Year's resolutions. Let's get on with tonight's show. First, we have a 12 noon newscast, as presented, or maybe I should say attempted, by Bill Hayward, with no little assistance from Dan Sorkin.
12 o'clock noon is what the big clock says. Either that or it'll leave that in 20 seconds. You know what we didn't have this morning? It just occurred to me. Hank Schramm's Salmon Queen report. What happened at 10:30? Oh, at 10:30, I was out there in the lobby. That's what happened. Oh, good grief. Hank is never going to forgive me. Right after the news is over. Now, what the devil's that?
This is KSFO News, the 12 noon report.
Now, the Salmon Report at 12:30.
The year 1913, the city, Paris. The premiere of Igor Stravinsky's Le Sacre du Printemps, The Rite of Spring. And the audience rioted because the music was so innovative. And now the great Stravinsky is dead in New York at the age of 88 after a heart attack this morning. His friends are mourning his death, impresario Saul Hurok, former manager.
He was, after all, one of the first leaders of the contemporary composers, you know, and compositions and so forth. And the man that he has never stopped working. He'll always be at the piano to composing something.
And now Dave Henderson learns about the birds and the bees.
With tongue in cheek, I can say San Francisco International is literally buzzing with activity this morning. Most of the buzzing is coming from 500 million bees on their way to tree fruit orchards in the Northwest, courtesy of Uncle Sam. G.P. Saunders, a post office official, explains why the airlift.
Bees previously were a mail item that was handled on baggage cars or railway mail cars. This equipment is no longer carried on trains to the Northwest. The bees cannot be shipped by truck. Therefore, there has to be an emergency airlift to get them where they're needed.
On arrival, the bees are used by orchardists for pollinization of this year's fruit crop.
And I'll be back with more news in just a moment.
Benevest Income Tax. If you haven't done your taxes, it's worth a phone call.
It was during this first commercial in the news that all sorts of weird things happened behind the scenes, off the air. Bill Hayward took his remaining news stories and left the announce booth to return to the newsroom microphone to complete the newscast. Now, the reason for this was to allow Stu Smith to use the booth for the sports segment of the news. Well, during the switch, Stu and Bill bumped into each other. Bill dropped all his papers all over the newsroom floor. And we rejoined the newscast at the end of the first commercial.
Benevest Income Tax. It's worth a phone call.
Don't pay off any longer. Call Benevest today. Dial TAX 0500. That's T-A-X. T-A-X 0500. And now getting back to the news. One more.
Stand by, please. Bill. Bill.
Bay Area Congressmen, two of them, Pete McCloskey and Jerome Waldy, are leaving tomorrow for an information gathering tour of Vietnam and Laos. And another local, Ron Dellums of Berkeley, says that he will sponsor 4 days of unofficial hearings later this month on alleged war atrocities in Indochina.
What we'll be attempting to do is to help American people understand that the atrocities of My Lai, in fact, were not an isolated event.
And now, Dave Henderson. No, we've had Dave Henderson learning about the birds and the bees. A new American federalism. That's what President Nixon is proposing with a consolidation of more than 30 federal aid to education programs.
Hi, come on in. Those doing the news.
$3 billion revenue sharing package.
This is a revolutionary and historic reform of government. And with your support, the Congress will enact it.
In Moscow, Soviet Premier Kosygin, in a lengthy report on the new Soviet 5-year plan, says Russia can give its people more butter, more consumer goods, more guns, and a bigger...
Fortunately, Bill Hayward finished the newscast without further mishap. Now, here's another KSFO newscast is introduced by Pete Scott.
Here you go. It's almost time for the news here on KSFO, and we'll talk now with Herb Kennedy.
Yes,
Herb,
and how are you, everybody?
I'm just fine, Herb. I'm just fine. What's the news like today?
Well, just as usual, it's rotten, Pete.
Well, that's what I thought. Why don't you lay some of that rotten stuff on me?
I'd be happy to. Here
Thanks,
we go.
Okay.
No change in the San Francisco school bus driver strike. The talks will resume at...
A sort of levity continued throughout the news, almost to the bitter end.
Demanding the release of a guerrilla serving a life sentence in Jordan and free passage out of France. And in sports, Pete.
Yes, Herb, why don't you tell me what's going on in the world of jock straps?
I can't.
I didn't think you'd be able to.
Forget it. Later.
It's a rare day when Herb breaks up as he did just there, even when his co-workers deliberately try to crack him up.
And that's KSFO News, brought to you carefully, quickly, and kindly by Beacon's Moving and Storage Company. Herb Kennedy reporting.
Sorry.
KSFO News is everywhere.
If Herb goofs on his own, he'll never let on. Here he is, beginning a Coors beer commercial.
More news in a moment. Adolf Hitler's company's Cash for Cans recycling program is more lucrative than ever as a fundraising project for service organizations.
That went by so quickly. Here it is again.
More news in a moment. Adolf Hitler's company's Cash for Cans recycling program...
Now, everybody, at one time or another, trips over the pronunciation of common everyday words, like organisms. Aaron Edwards to the microphone.
In this country, health officials are searching for about 100 persons who may have been exposed to cholera infection in a Port Lavaca, Texas motel. The National Center for Disease Control says those involved were members of 52 families who were guests during the past month at the motel that's in Port Lavaca, Texas, where the water supply was found to be contaminated with organisms similar to the ones that caused cholera. Those families that have been located, a doctor is saying, were tested and found to be free of the disease. In the labor news, striking employees of...
Sometimes it's not the words that can't be used on the radio, but in turning from one page to another, the right words aren't there. You're giving a live report from the convention, and then what do you do? Here's a 1968 newscast delivered by Jeff Scove.
The third session of the Republican National Convention is to begin 5 hours from now, and there's no let-up at all in the behind-the-scenes fight for delegates. The latest from Miami Beach now, and Mike Powell.
California's Lieutenant Governor Robert Finch has left this convention city and is on his way right now by private jet to Los Angeles to take a personal look at the current status of things in Watts after three isolated outbreaks of trouble there. According to Governor Reagan's press secretary, Paul Beck, the decision to dispatch Finch to Los Angeles was blah, flap. Wait a minute. I'm fouled up. Just can.
We expect to complete that report from Mike Powell in Miami Beach momentarily. Some technical difficulties at this time preventing us from the complete report from Mike Powell. In the meantime, we'll get back to the convention shortly. And word now is Mike Powell once again.
The governor talked last night about the situation, and there was no alarm or anything, but they both felt that it would be wise if the lieutenant governor went back and took a look. And that's the status of it right now.
Finch will consult with Police Chief Tom Redden and District Attorney Evel Younger when he arrives.
Communications is really the name of the game, and a breakdown in communications is quite a problem to overcome, even for a news director. Now here's Chet Castleman in San Francisco talking with baseball's Casey Stengel in New York. Chet was explaining to Casey how he should end a report that Casey was about to make.
K-1? This is KSFO News in San Francisco, and then take a short pause, and then
K-S-O,
now...
KSO, is it?
KSFO K-S-S-O News.
It's not KSFO, is it?
This is KSFO News in San Francisco.
Yes.
Say, if you will...
Do I do it? I start out with which one?
Start off with ours, if you will, please.
KSFO.
Right. In other words, this is Casey Stengel, now back to KSFO News in San Francisco. And then a short pause, and this is Casey Stengel, now back to KVI News, Seattle, Washington.
Is that KCI?
No, KV is in victory, I.
Oh, KVI.
Okay, are you set?
Well, I'm
set. Okay, go.
So this is Casey Stengel. I'm very sorry I may have to get off the air.
KVI is one of our sister stations. Perhaps the best type of goof is really no goof at all. Something funny just strikes a newsman, and then it's all over. Here's Dave Henderson near the end of a newscast.
Standard Oil of California.
A landmark for San Francisco's St. Anthony's Dining Room, Sam Brodnax, has that.
St. Anthony's Dining Room served its 11 millionth free meal today, marking the beginning of its 25th year.
And the recipient of that meal had this to say.
Oh, I feel good.
How old are you?
86, September 18th.
On Wall Street, just before the close.
Hey, Dave.
I can't go on, Gene. That was beautiful.
Love you, Dave. Love your show.
Well, let's get to the depressing news. On Wall Street, just before the close, Shearson Hayden Stone reports Dow Jones Industrials down 2 3/3 points at five.
Hey,
spit it out. I'm all right. At 584.
Can you believe that, Dave?
And that's KSFO News. Thank goodness.
When the PAL game comes to town, it's bad, bad softball. Everybody gets run down playing bad, bad softball. The place for the game is the Palace of Cows. While the Vips are scoring, we are taking bows. If you've never seen a PAL game, it's bad, bad softball. See the softies limp and get lame playing bad, bad softball. Vips against the no-stars of KSFO. One, none of the players can hit a run or throw with the San Francisco PAL game. It's bad, bad softball.
Aaron Edwards singing his heart out. And if you think this next segment is going to tackle a sports department, you're right. But before we get to the heavy stuff, here's a sports-oriented recording session promoting the same game that Aaron was just singing about, the PAL game.
Well, as you know, we're all excited about the big PAL game coming up May 24th, the Cow Palace. KSFO No Stars against Reno VIPs, and I have here my pitcher, Reggie Van Gleason.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you, Reggie. Now, I want to ask you, you're going to be our pitcher, and all pitchers have special things that they do with their hands before they pitch a game.
Yes.
Sounded dirty to me. I can't look at it.
Take it easy, Al.
All right.
Come on, you can do it.
All right, here we go. Well, it's you. Come on. Well, as you all...
I can't get it out.
Wait a minute. All right. All right, here we go. Well, as you all know... Well, I'm just joking for crying. All right.
I'm going to run out of tape here pretty soon if you guys don't...
All right. You're rolling. What the Oh, I can't have my baggers. Here we go. All right. I'm all set. I'm all set. Well, as you all know, we're all very excited about the big bag.
Oh,
here you go. Well, as you all know, we're all very excited about the big PAL game coming up May 24th at the Cow Palace against the... Wait, you got tape rolling? All right. As you all know, we're very excited about the big PAL game coming up May 24th at the Cow Palace against the KSFO No Stars. All right, this is the take. I'm going to do it now.
I got a dollar you'll never get.
I do. I'll do it. Yeah. Here we go. As you all know, we're very excited about the big PAL game coming up May 24th at the Cow Palace between the... as you... I'll do it now. I'm going to get you about the hands. Here we go.
Okay. You go get me.
All right. Here we go. As you all know, we're very excited about the Big Pal game coming up May 24th at the Cow Palace between the KSFO No Stars and the Reno VIPs. And sitting with me today is my pitcher, Reggie Van Gleason. Reggie, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Now, Reggie, I want to know, pitchers all have secret little tricks and all that. What do you do to get your hands ready for a game to pitch?
I do this.
Oh, I can't ask him.
That was then-program director Al Newman with no little assistance from Don Sherwood, and the voice you heard in the background that was a little stern was Bob Texera, who wanted to go on his coffee break. Now we'll move to the real sportscasters, and where else to begin but at the beginning of a broadcast of a Giants game when Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons did not get their go-ahead cue.
Welcome to Giants Warm-Up, brought to you by Metropolitan Life, insurance for the good life all around the beautiful San Francisco Bay, and Western Airlines. Enjoy first-class legroom in coach at Coach Fair.
Say yes, wave if you hear it.
Dumb engineer.
What?
Found a wave once when Russ starts and once when Russ refuses.
Okay, wave once when... Wave once.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck. Wave once when Russ starts.
Everybody, it's standing room only at Crosley Field in Cincinnati as we bid you welcome to our...
This next bit by Russ and Lon needs no introduction or explanation, but listen.
Russ will be introducing his special guest in just a moment, but before he does, here's a word from our sponsor. Well, as a public service, Russ and I are about to start a Ruth Atkins talent search. We'll be looking for men best qualified to wear a two-trouser suit.
Probably the top qualifying candidate for a two-trouser suit would be a four-legged man. But short of the abominable snowman, we figure this variety will be pretty scarce.
But there are a lot of other candidates, Russ. For example, how about the swivel chair scruncher?
He's a candidate, all right.
Isn't that horrible?
That's awful. Well, the swivel chair scruncher.
Above all, don't panic.
No, just drown quietly. He spends most of his days with a coat. Oh, whoever came up with that line. Well,
next
I tell you,
one minute of laughter is brought to you by Ruth Atkins.
The idea of this whole thing is go to Ruth Atkins. Ruth Atkins will suit you.
Well, we may have a chance a little later on. The winners laugh and tell jokes, and the losers say, deal 'em. Well, we're about set to go here, I think, and we're going to move aside and let Russ step in here.
Thanks a bunch.
The Swivel Chair Scruncher, a classic by Russ and Lon from the mid-1960s. That was actually on the air, too. And time marches on, bringing us to November 11th, 1972. That was just one of those days. And it all took place on the Lon Simmons Sports Roundup at 5:45. Now, here's Lon about to cue his engineer, Rich Smalley, for the first commercial.
Because of the Bruins' loss to Washington, that surprise defeat plunged the Bruins out of the top 10 to number 14. Washington, beaten by USC and Stanford, pulled itself up to 16th with that decision over UCLA.
All right, well, we'll talk about Chevrolet a little bit later on. Is it going to play now? Okay.
For 1973...
Now, a few minutes later, in that same show, Lon tried to get a traffic report from Rod Hussey, only to get more entangled in problems.
Then the voters can make up their minds whether they vote for the football player, the man, or both. As good as he is or as bad as he is, Rodgers should be given that much of a chance.
Well, Rich, I don't want to throw you a curveball, but right now we're going up in the sky here. You want to go up there and find out from Rod Hussey about traffic?
I'll be there in less than 10 minutes.
10-4.
What happened now? Rod Hussey isn't talking to
you? Okay, Lon. I just had a report in from Lon, from Aaron Edwards, who crossing the bridge
discovered that a truck suddenly got tired, the Fremont off-ramp, and because of the equipment in process to remove this truck, it had closed the off-ramp for a while, and it's going to be a little while before it gets opened up again, but in the meantime, traffic is slow going.
Thank you, Rod. I thought it was always the full moon, but I guess it's the rain that causes things to happen like this on the show, but stick in there with us. We'll make it. The big game, Saturday at Berkeley, the Bears and Cardinals hoping to make 1972 a successful season, each team under a new head coach.
Well, before Lon finished the story about the big game, it really became one of those days.
No reason why this can't be just as exciting as any of the past big games. The opposing coaches talked about what the game means to them. First, Jack Christensen, head coach of Stanford.
Hi, my name is Mickey Macho, and I talk about sex, and I talk to broads only.
Oh, I tell you. It had to happen. Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. Jack Christensen, I knew you had it in you, Jack, but I didn't know you were going to bring it out in the sports show. Well, there must be another tape in there someplace, and while you're looking for it, Rich, I'll discuss something else if it's possible. The 49ers should be pretty healthy for the Chicago Bears Sunday. Everybody but quarterback John Brody seems ready to challenge the Chicago bunch. The Bears are in a similar spot to the 49ers. They can't afford a loss if they plan to make a run at a division championship. Somehow, sports news doesn't seem important right now.
There are lots of other bloopers from the sports pages. Unfortunately, though they got on the air once, we just don't dare deliberately air them again. Here's one, though, that we'll play without comment.
Next Saturday, most of the boats will be leaving anywhere after 5:30. And the season looks good. There's still a lot of bait in the area. We should have a gang bang of an opener this year. That's it from Hank Schramm Sport Fishing Center today.
Many of the, yes. Now, while we're on the subject of last weekend, and this was just last weekend, Bob Eldred's memory just wasn't in gear during one of those sports updates.
The big news in that game, though, was the 202 yards gained by Lawrence McCutcheon, which sets a new record for the NFL for a playoff game. Just within an hour or so after the old record had been broken by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who am I trying to think of? I can't find his name on here, Bill. Help me. Help me. Anyhow, the Steelers back, Franco Harris, it just popped into my head, who had 153 yards rushing in that game with Baltimore, and now the record has been broken by Lawrence McCutcheon with 202 yards. And by the way, the Steelers, of course, beat Baltimore 28-10 in that game. They will face the winner of the Cincinnati-Oakland game tomorrow, and the Rams will face the winner of the Minnesota and... who does Minnesota play tomorrow? I don't know. We'll go on. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the right tomorrow to the first pick in the annual college player draft, and the Seattle Seahawks will get the first choice in the NFL League's expansion draft. That report today coming from Pittsburgh. Those drawings held right before the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game. And we'll have more sports right after this.
A commercial pause just wasn't any help at all.
In other college basketball news, the USF Dons and the Ocean State Classic defeated... last night, Rhode Island. No, they play Rhode Island today. They defeated Niagara University and play Rhode Island tonight in the championship game. And now to the big story and out. The big story is the Pelican Bowl is being held in New Orleans, and we don't know who's playing there, and I really don't care. And now to the big story and out. The big story is the Pelican Bowl is being held in New Orleans, and we don't know who's playing there, and I really don't care.
Hello, everyone. This is Artie Wayne.
And we're the crew chiefs.
And here we are with a station break.
A station break is the time we take
to tell you you're tuned to
KSFO
San Francisco.
That was one of many station IDs used here at KSFO back in the 1950s. Artie Wayne and the crew chiefs. Here's an excerpt from Terry McGovern's afternoon commute show when engineer Pat Hilliard turned the tables on Terry.
Frankie Valli from 1967. Can't take my eyes off of you. To close off things tonight, 12 minutes before 8 o'clock, we're going to play a medley of one of Carole King's songs. A medley of one song.
And now,
Out of His Mind. Thoughts from Scott Beach. Whatever Scott Beach says is his
opinion. Now, wait a minute. What was that? I'm halfway out the door down the hall to... What was that? You're low.
Gene Nelson lost all control just a few months ago when he got some help on a commercial.
I sell a lot of products on the air, but I'm always open to new suggestions, trying new things to try to get the name of particularly the new products across to people. And the advertising agency that is in charge of one of our accounts thought that I wasn't really getting the name of the product over the air with the proper kind of feeling. They wanted a different reading on it and thought maybe people then would remember more, identify more with the product. And they've sent a man over from the agency to help me out on this one. He is dressed in a Mr. Muscle t-shirt. They're very hard to come by. A pair of Bermuda shorts, pink shoes. His body is well-oiled. And I'll do the commercial. He'll just do the name of the product whenever we come to that in the copy. There's no one who likes to clean the oven. It's got to be the worst cleaning job in the whole house. People are willing to scrub the floors and the bathroom walls and shine the windows, but cleaning the oven is just terrible work. But now there's hope with a brand new product called...
Mr. Muscle.
It's a fabulous new concept in oven cleaning. Science is finally getting to the nitty-gritty.
Mr. Muscle.
Does not make oven cleaning a joyful occasion. I know I couldn't do it straight. But it does take the drudgery out of the job and makes it easier and more pleasant. Here's how...
Mr. Muscle.
...works. You spray it on a cold oven at night. You wipe clean the next morning.
Mr. Muscle.
Does no dirty work. While you sleep, its self-scouring foam not only penetrates the grease and grime, it actually absorbs it. So, next time you go to the store and you're thinking of something to clean your oven, what name will pop into your mind?
Mr. Muscle. Mr. Muscle, Mr. Muscle.
Let it go to work for you tonight. In your name, sir.
Mr. Muscle.
And by the way, Mr. Muscle was played by KSFO engineer Gary Mora, who really doesn't sound that way. His wife made me say that. And who can ever forget the great put-on by Dan Sorkin, disguised as KSFO's Chief Santa?
Chestnut roast on open fire, Jack Frost nip at nose, Yuletide carol being sung by fire, and Jack Frost sit on Santa nose. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Children laugh and they want all their toes and say to Santa, good night.
You have food waiting for Santa when he come?
Yeah.
All right, put on Mommy.
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Mommy.
How are you?
Fine. What happening at your house?
A bunch of kids are here.
Santa understand. Want to come by and case place. Find out where to come in.
Oh, the chimney's fine.
Chimney is good.
Uh-huh.
What time Daddy come home today?
He's home already.
What time he go away?
He's going to go out in a couple hours.
All right, Santa, come by then and pick good spot to hide present.
Okay.
Bring you something special.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. It's what you've been asking for a day now.
What's that?
You know.
Huh?
Make you very happy.
Dan Sorkin is Chief Santa. Now, you remember how Scott Beach used to sing along with the Sound of the City jingle all the time? You remember that? You remember that?
The sound of the city, the sounds that I heard in San Francisco are mixed with daylight's glimmering rays and moonbeams' shimmering glow. When darkness settles on the city, homeward people on their way, chimes ringing softly in the stillness, fog beating slowly across the bay.
The guys in the newsroom are there.
the sound of the city, the sounds that are heard in San Francisco.
You have no shame.
Oh, is nothing sacred anymore. Oh, this has been Scott Beach, and that was the boys in the back room. It's time for the news.
The next few moments of KSFO's magical nonsense date back to one show in 1962. Jack Carney had just arrived at KSFO, and he's joined here by the one and only, the incredible Don Sherwood. Jack and Don even did regular advertising agency commercials together.
Here's a great team.
You can't beat Aunt Penny's.
Yeah, but look, is Aunt Penny's white sauce sold in cans or jars?
Cans.
Cans?
Cans.
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 Doggone it.
What's the matter now?
I got a hammer, but no can opener.
Dress up your vegetables with a sprightly flavor.
Cans?
Aunt Penny's hollandaise sauce. It's easy. Heat it and serve it, and you're giving your friends and family all a luxury taste of professionally blended hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise?
Rich butter and egg yolks and just a touch of lemon. Just a wee, eensy touch of lemon.
Cans?
No. Aunt Penny's hollandaise does not separate. It's perfect every time. Try it with meat.
Won't lump in a pan.
Won't lump in a pan. Add a can of Aunt Penny's hollandaise sauce to your pan drippings and presto, eck, gravy hollandaise.
That takes care of another one.
Or this.
Well, I don't know what he was doing.
This easy treat.
We've talked to him 15 times the last month. We talked to him once about that.
Steam small meatballs and serve them topped with Aunt Penny's hollandaise. It's a gourmet idea from Greece.
Guess what I have.
Get a supply of Aunt Penny's hollandaise, white sauce, and new cheese sauce. Post haste, haste.
Forget it.
Later that same hour.
21 minutes before 11 o'clock. If you haven't got anything going tonight, Steve, you might get on the Alibaba.
Say, yes, that's a heck of an idea.
You're back, right?
Yes.
You're the fellow who always goes to the Alibaba, right?
That's right. Orchids for the ladies and carnations for the men.
You're the fellow they keep throwing out of the Alibaba, if I remember correctly. I've passed you on my way in a number of times.
I don't blame you.
Smart's a little, right? I'll face over here, sir.
Cleared up my sinus.
You know, you're a regular at the Alibaba. I didn't know whether you know that or not.
I love the hats and the favors and the noisemakers.
Well, they don't have hats and favors and noisemakers all the time, you understand, but they're having their sixth. You always take
why
your own.
Throw me out.
They're having
fun of a gun.
They're having their 16th anniversary.
Especially like the favors.
They're having their 16th anniversary.
You pop out the ends there.
Yeah, and
see
they go,
what's on the inside.
Bang, right?
I got a ring and everything.
This is Thursday, so the 16th would be Saturday. That's when they have their 16th anniversary.
That's
Saturday. Right. This coming Saturday, I hope you'll be there,
One
sir.
Starts at 8:30.
8:30, Sid Hoff, you know Sid.
Goes on for a good 5 minutes.
Good 5 minutes. 8:35.
Oh, please. Boom. Nothing.
I'll be all right. That's this coming Saturday night for the big 16th anniversary at the Alibaba. And as
you giggle a lot.
Yeah. They have hats,
certainly,
right?
I wouldn't want to dance with you at Alibaba.
Nobody asked you. They have hats and they have favors, right? And
I told you about them.
Noisemakers and a free buffet, which you'll enjoy.
That's mainly in the middle of the floor. If you can get over in the corner, you're all right.
Let me ask you something. When you get to the Alibaba, how long do you usually sit around before somebody asks you to dance?
Oh, 3 or 4 days.
That's
got me doing it now. Gee whiz. You're almost 30.
16th anniversary party, the 16th. That's this Saturday night at the Alibaba. That's at Grand Avenue at Webster near Oakland's Lake Merritt. I hope you'll get over there.
We're going to run late tonight, so I'll make it legal. KSFO, San Francisco. I just had to do a couple more bits here, and it is running a little long, but bear with me. Sometimes our sponsors visit the KSFO studios. Now, this same day that the last two bits were recorded, Mr. Jackson and Mr. Goldie, they were car dealers over in Oakland, Mr. Jackson and Mr. Goldie were standing right there in Control A to hear Jack Carney read their commercial.
You're not with Jackson Goldie Ford, are you?
Yes, I am.
Isn't that a coincidence? I was just about to talk about the big sale that you had over there at Jackson Goley where there's no, there was no, you know, no interest or carrying charges in how you sold out of cars and didn't have any left and had to cancel all your spots. Do you remember that?
That's right. Well, we got a few boys on a job, and we got now 150 new Fords in stock. Falcons, Fairlanes, Galaxies, T-Birds, even trucks. We got the motor blocks all filed out. It's real nice. Yeah,
these are hot, another. I mean, fast.
Very fast.
And I understand that it's the same deal again, that no one has to pay any interest or carrying charge. Is that right, sir?
That's right. It's a real cool bet, yeah.
What do they pay exactly?
They leave their wife.
They leave their wife and they take the car?
That's right.
It's that simple.
That's a pretty good deal in any man's language.
How many wives do you have you collected so far? That's kind of an interesting
Several.
Thing. Several. What do you do? Well, never mind about that. You have the Falcons, right, and the Fairlanes?
Yes, that's true.
And the Galaxies, is it? Does it take more wife to get a T-Bird than it does a Galaxy at Jackson Goley Ford, or is it...
Bring her in, we'll see what we can do.
It's not on a pound-for-pound basis or anything like that.
Sometimes it is.
And sometimes I guess it isn't.
That's right, that's the other end of the scale.
That's what I like
that's
about it.
That's the other answer to that.
Yeah, it's the same
thing. Sometimes it isn't.
Yeah, well...
Sometimes it is.
That's what I like about you plain-talking
that's
folks.
That's Socrates.
Yes. At Jackson...
You could drink a lot, too.
Socrates Ford over in...
Excuse me,
Berkeley.
Also.
Besides, in Oakland.
Where's that?
That's where you are, at
oh,
Jackson
yes.
Goley, in Oakland. You know, you're having the big sale where there's no interest or carrying charge on any car. They actually...
I'm Jackson.
Are you Jackson?
Yeah.
Who's Goley? Do you mind if I ask?
He's outside.
He's waiting outside?
I don't know what he's doing out there.
Mr. Jackson, before we continue here with delightful, entertaining music on KSFO, I want to make sure I have the facts straight. You have the prices posted on the car windshield. Is that right? It's on, they're on a sheet of paper?
More or less.
I see. And the price is there with the taxes and the
license. Nobody's smiling.
The prices are on...
Especially those two guys over there. I wonder why that is.
That's Jackson Jr. and Goldie. But there's no charge for interest or carrying charges. That to me is an amazing... Is this the first time this has ever been done, the car?
No, we did it before, and it went so fast and everything that we had to get right on it again.
Sold all your cars. How many did you sell that first time?
Three.
Three cars?
Yeah.
And now you have 100...
Two of them came back.
Two of them... Now you have 150 plus the two is 152 cars.
No, plus three.
The other
we
one?
We had to bring the other one back.
Tow it in.
Tow it in.
Jackson Goldie, friends, over
it's
in Oakland.
Breaks, showbiz.
As I say, Jackson and Goldie were standing right there at the time. Finally, to wind up this nostalgic look at the insanities of yesteryear, here's KSFO's, see, that one belongs in the show, KSFO's beloved Herb Kennedy as he discusses his health.
On this particular day, I bet there's nothing ailing you, right?
No, not a thing.
Glad
just
to hear that.
Feel wonderful.
Oh,
possibly a touch of the snavely.
The snavely?
One of the many baffling ailments
that you come up
confounding
with.
What we laughingly call the human race. Hello, Jack.
What's the matter, Herb? You're down just a little smidge today, I can tell.
Yes, just a little bit.
What's wrong, Herb? You
busy.
Can tell me.
Busy, busy.
Busy?
I don't know what it can be, Jack.
No idea.
Unless it's a touch of Wary's figus.
Wary's figus?
It might be that.
You often get that on election day, Wary's figus?
Every time.
Keep a stiff upper lip and stop this foolishness.
Oh.
Repeat after me.
All right.
I feel fine.
I feel fine.
There's nothing wrong with me?
There's nothing wrong with me.
I'm 100%.
I'm 100%.
I feel great.
I do feel great.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
I'm going to do my job and smile.
Why?
It hurts you when you smile, right? What have you got?
What have I got?
Yes, you must have something today.
Oh, that's part of it.
Yeah, that'll do it every day. What seems to be the problem today?
I believe I have a slight touch of Fennesong's grapple today.
Oh, Fennesong's grapple.
As you probably have had that many times yourself.
Really, nothing is wrong at all.
Nothing whatsoever outside of a little touch of Paltry's smug.
Paltry's smug?
That's all.
What causes Paltry's smug, Herbert?
Nobody knows.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, I don't know, Jack. I possibly have a touch of Boffin's gambit.
You think you've got something, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Breen's sleek it.
Breen's sleek it?
Yes.
What brings on Breen's sleek it?
Nobody seems to know, Jack.
Must be something specifically wrong.
Gosh, I don't know, Jack.
Oh, that's good.
It might be, however,
yes,
a touch of the gritty plush.
You feel rotten, eh?
Yes, I do.
It's kind of a surprise.
Same to you, too.
Same to you, Herb. What seems to be the problem?
I don't know.
Come on, you can tell me, Herb.
I think I have a touch of the splat.
You have the splat?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And that's our New Year's Eve Comedy Hour special on KSFO. A special word of thanks to Pat Hilliard, who, besides being tonight's technical director, was the producer and the main man writer of our show tonight. Special thanks also to Rick Wagstaff, Bob Holmes, and again, Pat Hilliard, for providing some of the recordings that you heard.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and a Happy New Year.
We'll continue spreading joy
throughout the coming year.
Hello, everyone. This is Artie Wayne.
And the crew chief.
Wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us and from...
KSFO.
San Francisco.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And we'll be back with lots more music right after Sam with What's New.
This is KSFO News. In New York, investigators are trying to find a woman.